Hi, welcome to Sage Blue Tarot Reiki. So I'm going to start off today's episode by asking, what does collective need to hear today? What does collective need to hear today? So right away, I'm sensing a lot of jumpy energy, which I find interesting. What does collective need to hear today? Cutting the deck, and we have the Ten of Pentacles reversed, the Nine of Wands reversed, the Knight of Wands reversed, and the Knight of Swords upright. Let me pull out the one from the back. The Three of Swords reversed. So right away, I'm seeing a lot of, I'm getting this image of a creative fire, right? Like a big fire. And there isn't exactly a sense of direction with that yet, but there is a lot of energy. And I feel like with this big flame, with this big burst of energy, there almost seems to be a feeling of unbalancing. It's almost like you're moving forward, you have this passion, this energy, but with the Nine of Wands reversed, I'm seeing that there's almost like a I don't know, I'm getting the image or the sensation that maybe you're forgetting your boundaries. At the same time, boundaries do change, but I do feel like the boundaries that you've set, that you've wanted to have in place for a longer period of time, have kind of felt like blown out by this creative force of energy. And I feel like right now would be a good time to kind of take the time to see what you need to readjust, what boundaries you need to put back up. And I do feel like it's one of those balancing acts, right? Boundaries aren't this like set in stone forever and ever. This is what you're always going to need. It's almost like as you change, as you progress, as you just initiate change and move forward, there is this need to continually look at your boundaries. Like, am I okay showing up this way? Do I need more time to myself? Do I need to show up for others more? Do I, right? So it's always about asking yourself these important questions as you move forward, because I do feel like right now you just have a lot of momentum, right? The Knight of Swords upright, that to me is just, it's with wind, right? Wind and fire, the Knight of Wands. I just feel like there's just so much energy and you're moving forward. And I do feel like there's just a lot of power here. But I do feel like as you unearth this power, as you move forward, as you start to wield it, as you start to, I feel like you're transforming at such a rate that I feel like you kind of need to check in with yourself. Like, am I okay? Do I need something different now? Do I need to slow down a little bit? Do I need, right? So it's almost just check in with yourself, ask yourself what you need. The Ten of Pentacles reversed to me shows that a part of you, I kind of feel like it's two fields, right? One, a part of, if you're hearing this and it resonates, I feel like you're in this point where you have everything you want, you have everything you need, and you're almost stagnant. And I feel like you know that you should be instigating change. You know you should be moving forward. You know you should be doing these things, but you're not. For whatever reason, you're not. With the Three of Swords reversed, maybe you're still heartbroken about in the past. Maybe you've tried to do changes. You've tried to instigate something new. You tried to create something new. You tried to move somewhere. You tried to make something. And I feel like maybe that didn't go well and it's affecting your decision making. I kind of feel like you're allowing yourself to be stagnant, but you're not happy about it either, right? So I feel like you're trying to sell yourself this idea of, well, you should just be grateful. You should just be happy with where you are, right? There is no real, like it's almost like you're trying to tell yourself that ambition is bad. But at the same time, there's all these underlying factors, right, that are saying, no, like you should move forward. As long as you're alive, you should be in this evolution of the self. You should be creating, you should be questioning, you should be moving, right? This could be internal moving, external moving. And there's another field with the Ten of Pentacles reversed that's, yeah, I'm just seeing like you have these goals, you have these ideas, and you're thinking, well, I can make that happen. But there's a larger part of you within you, and I feel like with that Three of Swords reversed, that's saying, I kind of feel like you should tap into your subconscious, because I feel like things are going on in there that are keeping you from actually believing that you're able to reach these dreams, right? You see other people have done it, so you know it's possible for you. At the same time, there are things that you're not attending to within yourself, I feel like you need to heal yourself in order to allow for these beliefs to actually take over your life, right? It's almost like you're, I'm getting this image of you shopping around, having the vision boards, having the ideas. And at the same time, there's a large part of you that feels like this imposter syndrome that feels like, yeah, right? Like that's not going to happen. Sure. It's nice to like move. I feel like a part of you is doing the motions. At the same time, your internal state is saying, why bother? You can't do this. It's nice to dream, but we both know how this is going to end. So I do feel like there's this, I don't know, I sense a lot of heartbreak that you're not dealing with, right? For both parties. The Three of Swords reversed to me is about heartbreak that you're not dealing with, that maybe you're trying to push to the side. You're trying to tell yourself, like, it's fine. It'll, like, time heals everything. At the same time, I do feel like the moment that you turn inward and see the things that you need to heal, you'll start to realize, and I feel like that's tied into the Nine of Wands too, like you'll start to realize like, oh, I actually need these boundaries in place. Like I didn't think that I did, but now that I'm looking at what I need to heal, like what I need for myself, I actually need these boundaries that I didn't think that I needed before, right? And I do sense that within boundaries, right, if you can kind of picture what I'm picturing right now, it's like, it's Nine Wands upright, stuck in the ground, and kind of forming like this barrier, right? And within this barrier, you can kind of envision that you're within this barrier, right? And when you have a safe space to create, you have the boundaries that are healthy for you to create, the space around yourself to create, to be who you are, to heal, to take the time, to move forward, to stay still, you kind of get to carve out this energetic space around yourself in your life that translates and that allows for you to feel safe in your own company. And I feel like if you don't do that, if you don't have the boundaries, if some of the wands are knocked down, if they're all laying back, if it's just an open space, you don't feel safe to express yourself. You don't feel safe to ask yourself the questions and to answer the questions that you need. And I feel like you can't grow unless you have healthy boundaries. Because when you have boundaries, you tell yourself, you're worthy of this. You're worthy of time. You're worthy of privacy. You're worthy of whatever it is that comes up for you. And I kind of feel like maybe that's tied into that Three of Swords reverse energy. It's almost like self-worth keeps coming up. It's like you are worthy of having boundaries. You are worthy of healing yourself. You are worthy of these big dreams. You are worthy of moving forward. It's almost like you're allowed to... I feel like you need to hear this. You're allowed to be a new version of yourself. A version of yourself that you've never met. Maybe you've gotten inklings of this person, and I feel like this person kind of comes up in your wishes, like, oh, I wish I could do this, or I wish I could have that. I wish that my life looked like this. I wish that my day-to-day was like that would be so cool. And I feel like that is the new version of yourself. That is your desire. That means that that person is next in this evolution, but I feel it's about allowing ourselves to move forward and to pursue and to live that, to live the life that this version of yourself requires of you, that this version of yourself asks of you, to move in the ways that this version of yourself would, right? And this version of yourself, I would just say, just allow yourself to feel worthy of being this new version of yourself. And this new version of yourself, if you've only gotten inklings of this version, it's normal that others, friends, family members, coworkers, are not going to have any idea of this version of yourself because you barely have inklings, right? And I feel like give yourself permission to be somebody else in the spaces that you inhabit, right? To form this Nine of Wands, healthy barriers around yourself that if you show up as this new version of yourself and others, let's say they have a reaction or something goes down, you're going to feel confident and safe enough in your own space, in your own energetic bubble, in your own decisions, in your own healing process, that you're not going to need others' validation in order to be this new version of yourself. Because all change starts within you, and it all starts within healing yourself, asking yourself questions, answering honestly, showing up for yourself. It's almost like this self-worth is called self-worth for a reason. It's not called self-worth because you need others' permission. It's not called others' worth of yourself, right? It's all about your self-worth and your self-concept, right? What do you think you're worthy of? Do you think of yourself as valuable, as beautiful, as important, right? And I do want to say, like, even if you think these things, like, as you go through your healing process, I feel like there needs to be healing done, as in, whenever you think highly of yourself, that doesn't mean that you think lowly of anybody else. You can think of yourself as worthy and beautiful and powerful and important and that you matter. At the same time, you can think this of others as well, right? You can think of this as everybody is important, everybody's valuable, everybody's worthy, everybody deserves healing, everybody deserves time for themselves, but everybody deserves to accomplish their dreams. And I feel like that's kind of where the issue comes in. It's almost like you don't feel like you could give yourself permission to be worthy. At the same time, this Ten of Pentacles reversed are your dreams. You're like, I have so many big dreams, right? Like, why can't I do them? And I do feel like there just needs to be healing done and a reworking of your boundaries and looking at yourself honestly and what you want to pursue, how you want to move forward. Because I could just keep seeing this like big, like poof of energy, of fire, of air, of potential. But I do feel like just self-worth keeps coming up. This new version of yourself. Let me pull out some more cards. The Wheel of Fortune upright. The Seven of Wands reversed. The Seven of Pentacles reversed. Temperance upright. So I am seeing this. So the Wheel of Fortune for me is a very exciting card. I think I've mentioned this before on this podcast. It's just such a fun card for me. It to me signifies like, changes are happening, things are moving forward, whatever needs to go will go, whatever, to make space for whatever needs to come into your life right now. It's almost like, to me, it's happy surprises, right? Sudden changes. For me, it just conjures up the image of someone standing beside a wheel in one of those shows, right? Like spin the wheel type of game shows, and you spin the wheel and you get a prize. Right? or you get something. Something happens after you spin the wheel. And I feel like, to me, it shows that you've already taken initiative in some way, booking something, moving somewhere, trying something. This could be also internal, a new idea, reading a new book. It could be internal, external, right? In the form of ideas or an action. And I feel like this has already kind of put you on your path in this self-development, personal development, where you're going right now, right? So I do feel like it's already happening for you. I feel like you already know you've needed to heal, you've needed to do the work, you've needed to adjust your boundaries. With the Seven of Wands reversed, I feel like maybe you're feeling kind of tired, right? This person is battling six wands that are coming up at them. Upright, this person is on a cliff, right? So he's at a vantage point with one wand, six wands against him, but he has the upper hand, right? Because it's reversed, I kind of feel like maybe you've been feeling overwhelmed lately. With this, I would say take some time to readjust. We have two sevens that came up, two knights. So with the sevens card, I kind of feel like there's a feeling of time and patience, right? Like you don't exactly know what's going to come. Sevens to me is about mystery, imagination, visions, manifesting the infinite choices that we face every day that could change our life trajectory. Because they're both reversed, the Seven of Pentacles reversed, the Seven of Wands reversed, I would say take some time and just kind of pull away if that's what you feel that you need right now. Because I feel like right now you don't have clarity on what to invest your resources in. With that Seven of Pentacles reversed, you're not sure where to put your money, your time, your attention, just your energy, yourself, your presence. You're not sure exactly what's going to yield you the most returns. And I kind of feel like right now is just a time to take some time for yourself, right? To really look at yourself, because I kind of feel like recently with these, because I sense that you've been doing some changes, right? Like some big explosive changes, right? Some moving forward changes, some envisioning, some decisions, some movement has been happening. Through this movement, things have been lit up, right? Like boundaries, we need to work on that. Self-healing, we need to work on that. And I feel like you've been given this gift of being able to zoom in on what exactly you need to heal in order to move forward and be this version of yourself that you know you can be, right? At the same time, I feel like if you take the time for yourself to really see what you want to create, because Seven of Wands, fire, energy, creativity, business, right? With the Seven of Pentacles, money, resources, time, attention, what you have in the material realm, because they're both reversed, I kind of feel like you're not exactly sure what to invest in. Right now would be a good time to look within and to kind of see what's going on there, right? What do I need to fix in my internal world in order for I kind of feel like you're crafting your life, right? I'm getting this image of you crafting your life out of clay. At the same time, you're not going to know what to craft unless you have the idea within yourself first. You have to have some kind of picture first in order to create this externally. And I kind of feel like the reverse sevens are saying, hey, take some time. Because we have the Knight of Wands reversed. It's like you've just been this fiery energy moving forward. And that's awesome, right? The Knight of Swords upright to me is kind of showing maybe we need to take a break, right? We've been going so hard for a little bit. And I feel like we've actually, through this process, have been given the gifts of now we know things have been illuminated in our life that now we know what we need to focus on. And to do that, we need to slow down. We need to allow whatever we've done to kind of, there's always a delay, right? Or there's very often a delay between our ideas, our goals, our actions, and the things that unfurl for us and reveal themselves to us. And I kind of feel like with the Wheel of Fortune, it's saying, you've done enough for now. Now it's not about the external realm. It's more about the internal realm and waiting. Temperance to me is about waiting, time, taking the patience, having a rebalancing of yourself between the external realm and the internal realm. And I do feel like that's just kind of what's going to help you right now. Give yourself permission to fix up your boundaries, right? To take some time for healing, to kind of see what happens after all these changes that you've enacted. I do feel like things are going to be revealing themselves to you. And I kind of feel like things already have. On the back, the Knight of Cups, the Nine of Cups reversed. So with that card, to me, it's a very lucky card. It's a wish card. To me, reversed or upright, it's always very positive. And for me, it's a wish card, right? I feel like allow yourself to dream big. Allow yourself to be, okay, so I want to say, you have desires for a reason. If you envision yourself living your best life, it's because deep down you want it. Allow yourself to dream big. Allow yourself to have these wishes, these big grand goals. And I kind of feel like you don't have these just by chance, just like, oh, it's just a thing that I have. It's just a vision that I have. It's just my ideal life, whatever. No, it's a very big deal, right? I feel like whenever we have certain goals that we're pushing towards, pulling towards, moving towards, just having in our mind every day, I feel like we're at the same time, we're having to take on the task of healing ourselves, of changing ourselves in order to be the version that is living that life, right? And I do sense a bit of tiredness in the reading. I feel like there's been a huge output of energy recently. And right now, I feel like things have just been revealed to you. And I feel like you just need to take time to heal. At the same time, don't let go of your wishes. Don't let go of your dreams. Because it's reversed, I'm kind of getting this feeling that part of you is saying, you know what? It's a lot of work to have big dreams. It's a lot of work to be, you know, having to change this version of myself to be that, to be living that life. Like, you know, that's a lot of work. I'm not sure if I can accomplish my dreams. I'm not sure if I can accomplish my wishes. And I feel like, yeah, I would say look within. I would ask for you to look within and see where those things are coming from. Because I feel like with that Three of Swords reversed being the card that I pulled out from the back, that's the underlying thing. To me, it's like the undercurrent, the subconscious. What's going on here is that you need to look at things that have been tucked away for years. You know, it's just, I feel like this is like long-term emotional, I want to say trauma. And I know trauma is a strong word, but I feel like that's what's going on. That's what's self-limiting you right now. That's what's making you feel like you're not worthy of this. Like you're not worthy of your dream life. You're not worthy of making wishes that other people can have their dream life, but you can't. And that isn't coming from something surface level. No, that's coming from this deep ocean, the subconscious feelings and programmings and beliefs that you have going on. And I feel like you know that, right? I do just kind of sense that you're kind of feeling like tired, like you're kind of thinking, that's a lot of work. I have to do so much work to live my dream life. But at the same time, I kind of feel like, yeah, I just feel like you're able to do this, right? Like you have everything within your power to do this, to heal yourself, to work on your boundaries, to take the time for yourself. You're allowed to dream big. You're allowed to change. You don't need anybody else's approval to change. You really just need your own approval. You have to live with yourself the rest of your life, right? That's your most important relationship. You're allowed to dream big, to have wishes. You're allowed to heal. You're allowed to, I do want to say, recently with this big output of energy that you've had, I do kind of sense that maybe a part of you has kind of felt like, oh, this didn't work, so I messed up. Oh, this didn't work, so I should pull back and never try anything again. Oh, and I kind of want to say, it's a normal part of the creative process. It's a normal part of living as a human being. These things are going to happen. That's how we learn. We move forward, we make mistakes, and then we know, oh, I didn't like that. Oh, that didn't work. Oh, that's not how I envisioned it. But then you make readjustments. We learn through making mistakes. So don't feel like because things didn't work in your first attempt that you should never try again. No, you should keep trying because that's all we can do. So that's going to be it for today's reading. I just do want to say work on your self-worth, right? You are worthy of this dream life that you want, and it is going to take work. But I mean, what else is there to do, right? What else could be more important than this, than healing ourselves? So that's going to be it for today's reading. Thank you for showing up today. I'm going to go ahead and move on to the distance Reiki portion of the episode. If you're going to hang around for that, awesome. If you're not, awesome. I'll see you next time. And thanks for showing up today. Bye. Hi, so now we're going to go ahead and move into the distance Reiki portion of the episode. I suggest laying or sitting in a comfortable position, but that is not necessary. Just be open to receiving Reiki healing energy. I suggest setting your own intention for the Reiki or just allowing my intention to take place, which is always for your highest good. I'm going to go ahead and take 3 deep breaths with you. Let's go ahead and inhale, hold, and exhale. Again, inhale, hold, and exhale, and inhale, hold, and exhale. I will now begin sending Reiki. Thank you. When you are ready, start to come back into your body and open your eyes. Welcome back. Thank you so much for showing up today. And I suggest drinking water since a lot of energy is moved during Reiki sessions. And I will see you in our next episode. Thank you and bye.